Let's set aside for a moment the fact that she is a woman. As a person, she will be the most qualified person to enter the White House in modern history.
Congresswoman Pelosi's comments about Clinton came right after she spoke about working to increase the number of women in public office. Pelosi told the crowd she remembers the first time she met with then-President George H.W. Bush as the first woman to be elected leader of her colleagues in the Democratic Party. She said she felt the presence of other women's rights leaders sitting in the chair with her.
Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, Alice Paul, Sojourner Truth, name anybody. They were all there on the chair with me. They were all there, packed and jammed. And I could hear them say, "At last, we have a seat at the table."
Immigration is another major topic right now. She touted the bipartisan support of such legislation from Senator John McCain and former President George W. Bush and said immigration reform will happen this year.
70% of Hispanics voted Democratic in the last election. That was a very eloquent message to the Congress of the United States. So some people who might not have thought this was a good idea at some point saw it in a different light after that election.
Congresswoman Pelosi also says the situation in Syria will likely escalate. She called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's actions toward his people inhuman.
I see us as a country coming to a place where, well, first we did some things, then we did more non-lethal aid that Secretary Kerry proposed a couple of weeks ago. Now I think we're moving to a place where we'll be providing more lethal aid.
The U.S. House Democratic leader also defended the passage of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
I believe that many members of Congress believe that passing the Affordable Care Act was the most monumental achievement in our own lives of public service.
She said the health care overhaul was necessary because the status quo was not working.
It was unsustainable for individuals, for their families. It was unsustainable for businesses and nonprofits vis-a-vis their employees. It was unsustainable for corporate America. It was a competitive issue.
Many conservatives see Congresswoman Pelosi as a polarizing figure, and her stop in Little Rock drew a statement from the Arkansas GOP in context of the upcoming race for governor. It mentioned former Congressman Mike Ross, a Democrat who's running for governor, saying during his time in Congress, he voted for Pelosi four times for Speaker of the House. Pelosi said of her detractors, she sees it as a sign of her being effective. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.